the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
And Jim Babka.
Hello.
Hey, Jim. Jim is here from DownsizeDC.org. Does not live in New Hampshire yet. But
you just have to make it so enticing, he has no option.
But he's here. He's visiting from Ohio. He's here actually for the Nullify Now event and has been so gracious as to come all the way out here from Manchester to Keene, an hour and a half drive, just to come and sit with us on Free Talk Live.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm really glad to be here. It's good to actually be in the studio that I've only been able to see on camera. So it's...
Well, plus, you used to host a Downsize DC radio show.
Every time I hear you give out the number... I it's like old home days for me, because I gave out that exact same number. I was on the network before,
right?
So, yeah.
And then our friends from Free Minds Radio took
over my slot. Radio. Yeah, we arranged for them to do it.
Which is great, and by the way, they're still at it. So
that's what I understand.
So DownsizeDC.org, it's a website that is that allows people to come and to get clued into some things that are going on, just a few of the things that are going on in Washington, D.C. that are in many ways a threat to liberty, or perhaps a possible advancement to liberty, things that they can support or oppose, and they can use the DownsizeDC system to actually contact their so-called representatives and let them know how they feel about some of these issues. And how easy is it for people to actually get involved?
It's very easy, because what we do at the site is we just ask for your basic contact information. It's stuff you already know. You don't have to do anything special. You just put it in. And the system then tells you who your representative and two senators are, allows you to send a personalized message to all three offices, your representative and two senators, simultaneously. And it does it in such a way that includes your contact information. It delivers it in a way that office knows that it's hearing from a constituent. And we know that they're basically a counting operation. It's a quantity type of thing. They want to know how many people are taking a stand on various issues. They report those numbers to the boss. And that's the real power of this. If you send a letter off on your own without our system, you could be very much alone, but if you're doing it with us, you're joining with hundreds and usually thousands of other people, sending your message and making it clear where you stand.
I use the Downsize DC system on a regular basis. You send out emails several times a week, and let me know about issues that are important to me, people who believe in liberty, and I notice that I get responses from my Congress critters every single time. They send back a response immediately, and then they'll use my tax dollars to send me some letter explaining to me why they're not going to do what I'm asking them to do. And I know they're getting what I send them.
And that's the first step. This is a process. It's going to take some time. We do not look at every one of these issues that we're fighting as if this is the last battle and we have to win this one. Every political battle we enter, we seek to emerge on the other side bigger and stronger than we were before we started. That's our number one goal, because we want to win the war. We have a long-term vision for getting to the point where we have an army so large that Congress cannot afford to ignore it, and so big, by the way, that we can also get the message out everywhere every day. What you guys are doing here is very, very important. We need more of this kind of activity where there is just this message is just out there and everybody sees liberty as mainstream.
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons why I think the New Hampshire Free State Project is such a valuable concept, because we're getting more people together in the same place so as to make the ideas much more mainstream. And if you've got a bunch of liberty activists in one area, that's better than having a handful of liberty activists. And we've got hundreds of people that have already made the move here to New Hampshire. And it's been a couple of years since you've been here, Jim, and things just keep getting better year after year.
Yes, they do. And, I'm glad you brought that up, because, we're sitting here, Nullify Now is this event that's going on. The 10th Amendment Center is this growing organization that people should check out. You guys have been growing and making progress. I mean, you go back to 2000 and think about how many entrepreneurial, libertarian, and market anarchist type groups there were out there. Where were they? I mean, it's now there's like a whole vibrant movement that's coming along. People are being very entrepreneurial. They're getting the job done like you guys have done here at Free Talk Live, DownsizeDC.org. There's all these different things that are coming up and Free State Project. I'm very excited. It's a very different time from what it was several years ago, even from what it was just a couple of years ago.
It's true. Things just keep getting better, as communication improves. You've got Facebook now, which we didn't have 5 years ago, and that's kind of really starting to change how people interact, become the number two most popular website on the Internet. And they say now, if you don't put your event on Facebook, it's not real.
Right. No, I hear that relationships are made and broken right there on Facebook. Yeah. Like, a relationship isn't one until it's on Facebook.
Until it's mentioned on Facebook.
It's not over until it's killed on Facebook.
So, are you on Facebook, Jim?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to have to look for you there, because I don't think you're on my friends list.
I think I'm one of the main draws, or whatever, the recruiters for your cause, Downsize DC. So I've used Facebook pretty handily to grow the crew of Downsize DC on Facebook.
So thank you very much.
We'll tell you more about
nearly 10,000 people there.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up, by the way, this summer. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, one of the things that I think is really important to do if you're in the liberty movement is to embrace the idea of nonviolence, to embrace the ideas of peace as your means in order to achieve the ends that we all seek. Because we want to be left alone. We want to have people no longer be aggressed against. I think I can speak for all three of us here by saying that, that aggression's real bad. And it's not nice to aggress against peaceful people. And it sure would be nice if that stopped.
Well, and there are so many other options that are much more tactically efficient for us to be pursuing at the moment, too. It's stupid for us to go to violence. That is very counterproductive as well.
And if you spend your time talking about, well, if the federal government does this or does that, then I'm just going to go out, guns a-blazing, smoking right. Every fetty I see. Then you spend your time thinking about that. That's what you're focused on. That's what mm-hmm. you've created in the world.
And you're turning off other people who may be open to the message otherwise.
Right. Now, there are
And you don't leave room for yourself to really create something new towards
all
liberty.
Destruction.
All you're doing is you're focusing on the destruction. It's eating you up inside. I mean, I had that kind of anger for a very long time. And it is not constructive.
And I could have been this guy in Alaska that I'm going to tell you about here. We had a discussion about this last week where some of the militia members from what they call the Peacemakers Militia, ironically enough, out in Alaska had been arrested for multiple conspiracy charges, like conspiracy to commit murder against federal judges and conspiracy to do all kinds of manner of, horrific, violent things. Now, I don't think conspiracy is a real charge. I think that it's bunk that's used to go after political enemies for the most part. So I don't believe that this man and his associates should be in a jail cell.
And how many times are these kind of guys that do these kind of things, are they just all talk, too?
Right. Well, when they came for them, nothing happened. They went peacefully, which is good. I mean, I'm glad that they didn't get violent. But they were talking about it, and unfortunately, that is again, that negativity.
So how do you know they were talking about it?
Well, I don't know for sure, right? I mean, obviously, I haven't heard the audio recordings, but the claim is that the feds have audio recordings of meetings of these individuals and
How did they acquire these recordings? Was the Fed part of the conspiracy?
Not the federal government. I'm sorry. If I said the Fed, I meant the federal government.
Okay.
Federal agents were involved.
Well, I mean, because frequently what they'll do is they'll actually start providing supplies. They'll give you ideas for plans. They'll say, hey, we actually know a guy who can make a real good bomb for you. And after a while, they've kind of got these people hooked in and built up and worked up.
Absolutely. There's no doubt that we've seen example after example of how they essentially gin up violence. They create the violent opportunities for these people to go out and push a plunger and expect a bomb to blow up, but in point of fact, it hasn't actually been connected to anything.
I just had a vision of Wile E. Coyote there.
that's when the indictment just rolls out the front of the plunger.
Right.
But in many of those cases, you don't end up seeing, you don't end up having four or five people that are arrested. It's recently been like one or two folks. In this case, there's a whole group of people, and it does sound like they had a federal agent infiltrate the group by the way the indictments are written. They name the individuals who are being charged, and then they also name a militia member who is unnamed, and I presume that's the informant.
And that's the important part. If you're talking about these situations where, if the federal government does this or if they do that, I'm going to turn into Yosemite Sam on them. If you do that, then you open the door for when these feds do come in for them to infiltrate your group and to get people all excited about things like this, and that's it.
I'll share some of these allegations here in a moment, just as an example of why it is I can't get behind this guy. Because some of the people in the Liberty Movement, including Catherine Bleich, who's going to be at the Nullify Now event tomorrow, have been saying, you need to stand by Schaefer Cox.
I don't want bad things for Schaefer Cox.
I can't stand by him, though. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. If any of these allegations are true, and there's a good chance they are, it's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You dial in toll-free and take control of these airwaves, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Again, the last week's worth at the top of the page, and then you click into the archive section, go all the way back to late 2006, all for free, freetalklive.com.
If you're looking at setting up your own website, you need to check out HostGator. HostGator will make it easy for you to make your own .com domain name. They've got templates there for you to use, and they have site builder tools. They've got more than 4,500 templates. And whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, HostGator.freetalklive.com can host you. You'll get a 99.9% uptime guarantee, a 45-day money-back guarantee, and 24/7 technical support. And your first month completely free if you use the portal that we've created for HostGator, HostGator.freetalklive.com. Again, it's HostGator.freetalklive.com.
So Jim Babka is here with us from DownsizedDC.org, going to be speaking at the Nullify Now event tomorrow in Manchester, and presumably some of the other events that will be
scheduled for Minneapolis as of right now.
All right,
as well.
Great. Good. We'll give more people more information about Nullify Now here in a little bit, but I want to focus on the situation in Alaska where some people, about five people, have been arrested for various conspiracy-related charges involving possibly committing murder against federal agents and state troopers and things like that. And I have the actual indictments here, the criminal complaints against these individuals, specifically Schaefer Cox, who is the most, I guess, visible and known personalities of this this particular group of folks. So I just want to share some of this with you, again, just to kind of give you an idea for how bad this really appears to be and how bad it will look for the liberty movement if you decide to go down this road of violence. We're fortunate right now that this story hasn't broken into the mainstream. It hasn't broken much beyond Fairbanks, Alaska, where it's going on. Maybe that's because Alaska's like, you know, a world away from the rest of the country.
That's why a secession movement would be a really good idea for those folks.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm really glad that it's not happening here in New Hampshire, because the damage control would be very difficult with people like this. Now, of course, you can point out, as Jim has done, that the federal government is known for encouraging violence by these groups of individuals that are dissatisfied with what's going on in this country, that they give them the opportunities, they give them the weapons, they give them the encouragement, even cash, in order to encourage this so they can swoop in and save the day at the very last moment. And I have I certainly have a problem with that, with those particular tactics. However, if you are of a peaceful mindset and somebody comes along and starts attempting to encourage you to do violence, then it won't work on you. If it's your mindset that peace is the way to peace instead of violence being the way to peace, then somebody coming along and suggesting you blow up a bomb or start assassinating people is going to fall on dead ears. If somebody comes here to Keene, New Hampshire, and starts talking like that, they're going to be told by the people that I know in this community, this peaceful community of activists, that we don't want to hear it, that we're not interested in supporting it, and we don't want to be around those kinds of people. We don't want to be around you if you're going to be talking about, you know, creating a violent situation against these people.
Yeah, it's definitely not going anywhere.
And I understand that you're angry, and I understand that it feels like it's justified because they are aggressors. The government is aggressing against people, and so you can justify it in your mind by saying that, well, they're aggressing, and so it's just defensive violence. We're just defending ourselves.
Sure, it's easy. It's easy to justify.
But it's wrong. It's wrong from a...
I don't know if it's wrong, but it's certainly
wrong.
Not going to work.
It's wrong from a moral perspective. You're lowering yourself to their level.
I don't agree.
I
disagree that that's necessarily true. If there's a bad person out there aggressing against you and your family, then it's your right to defend against it. However, defending against that person, you put back the very movement that you're trying to propagate, the liberty movement, and you don't succeed in getting and accomplishing your goals, I would call it inexpedient.
These aren't your average aggressors. These aren't your average individual aggressors. It's a gang of aggressors that has a legitimacy aspect to it.
That doesn't make it immoral.
Well, I think it's wrong to lower yourself to their level. I think it's wrong to choose violence as your tool. You're taking their lessons. You're using their tools and their tactics, and I think that we should rise above that.
Well, according to news reports here, Mr. Cox, who was involved in this, had what was called a 2-for-1, and that's literally the number 2, the number 4, the number 1,
right,
retaliation plan, which stood for 2-for-1. Every time something happened to one of their people, that they would kill or kidnap two state officials. So that, you know, he was actually, I don't know, involved in planning to get people who maybe weren't even directly involved or weren't the individual aggressors in his case. I mean, that's a real problem. Yeah. I mean, I don't see how that's defendable. I really don't.
Even if they are the aggressors, the aggressors deserve forgiveness. They deserve to, you know, be, even though they're doing wrong, they don't deserve to have their lives taken from them.
An aggressor doesn't deserve anything. However, I think that mercy and forgiveness are good choices.
They're powerful tools.
Yeah, I'm not prepared to call this behavior immoral. I am prepared to call it foolish. I'm prepared to call it inexpedient. I'm prepared to call it ineffective. I'm prepared to call it a bad idea. I'm not prepared to call it immoral.
When would you say it becomes a good idea? Is there any point?
At what point? You know, at some point, the government, when it is just, when you're talking about, Custer descending upon the Indians, when you're talking about the Hitler and the Jews, when you're talking about the Tutsis being slaughtered in Rwanda, when you're talking about situations like that, you know, when you're just talking about wholesale slaughter, fine, you can try to use a weapon in order to get away, but I don't think you can fight them.
So to bring you up to speed, Cox was being gone after by the state government in Alaska for a bunch of nonsense. He'd carried a concealed weapon in the presence of a police officer, and apparently there's some law in Alaska that requires people who are carrying concealed, who do not have to have a permit in Alaska, people who are just carrying concealed have to report that they have a gun to any nearby police officers. And because he didn't do that, he was arrested on that charge. He thought it was bunk, and I agree with him on that point. He thought it was bunk and refused to appear at his trial as a result of the fact that he believed
that
he was
ain't
not going to
go. There's another thing that is inexpedient, deciding that their trial doesn't mean anything.
He believed that he shouldn't have to appear because it's a bunch of nonsense that they were going after him for, and of course we all know what happens when you don't appear at their trial. I agree. I think it's stupid that you have to show up at their nonsense kangaroo courts, but I also know that they're going to aggress against me further if I don't. And indeed, they put out another a bench warrant for his arrest because he didn't appear, and so that's when a lot of the talk started happening about planning this two-for-one thing that you mentioned, Jim, because they knew that they were going to come. He didn't show up to the trial, so they knew that at some point the Sadies were going to come for him, and that's why they put together this plan. According to the indictment here, they had meetings between the individuals who were arrested and another militia member, which I believe is the Fed, on how they would respond to the anticipated attempts to arrest Cox after he did not appear for his trial. They always claim this in this document, that the meeting was lawfully recorded by the FBI through technological means available to them. They don't actually get into specifics as to how they did that.
That's a plant.
At the February 12th meeting, Cox specifically unveiled his two-for-one plan, which called for his militia to respond to attempts to arrest or kill him by responding against state, court, or law enforcement targets with twice the force and consequences as happened to him or his family. If he was arrested, two state targets would be kidnapped. If he was killed, two state targets would be killed. If his house was taken, two state houses would be burned.
I think that is aggression.
There's more coming up.
Talking about anybody being from the state being kidnapped.
Wait till you hear what he says about women and children in a moment. 800, or allegedly said. They claim they have audio of this. It's pretty hard to fake audio. So more coming up here at Free Talk Live.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's one world. WHEY.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website where the features are free for you. We've got our mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can just go to m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams and our podcast. That's m.freetalklive.com. And get ready, because the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011 is happening this summer, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, June 20th through the 26th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. If you've never been to New Hampshire, if you love liberty, you owe it to yourself to make the trek to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There are hundreds of like-minded, over 800 people attended last year, hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all hanging out at the same campground, everything from live musical performances to family fun to agorism in action, all kinds of liberty-oriented stuff going to be happening, parties, of course, campfires, the whole deal. Inevitably, there's going to be some rain, but it's always a blast, and I look forward to it every single year. We're going to be broadcasting live there this year, as we have done in the years prior, and you can go to porkfest.com to get registered today. In fact, you should get registered sooner rather than later, because you don't want to miss out on the early bird discounted pricing. You can also get an extra discount by using our coupon code, which is FreeTalkLive with no spaces, just FreeTalkLive as the discount code. You'll save 20% on your early bird registration. So go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Get registered and get on up here to New Hampshire and experience what it's like to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people that are not just liberty in mindset, but also willing to do something about achieving liberty in our lifetime. And also do something peaceful
to achieve liberty in our lifetime. One thing that is not tolerated, at least by my friends and I in this particular community of liberty lovers, is talk about violence and engaging in violence against the state. I got no problem with monkey wrenching. You know, if you want to throw some monkey wrenches in, like, you know, by not taking a plea bargain or doing all kinds of things to non-cooperate with the system, I love monkey wrenching. But violence? No, it's absolutely forbidden as far as I'm concerned. I don't want to hear about it. I'm not interested in being, you know, your friend if that's what you're talking about. And so we're giving you kind of an example here tonight of how not to do activism, what not to do. And we're looking to the Alaska Peacemakers Militia as an example of
ironic title.
Yeah, of what not to do. And Schaefer Cox is one of the individuals who was arrested in this group of five people that were arrested for plotting violence against government agents in Alaska. As Cox was expected to be arrested on a warrant for not appearing at a trial. Now, to be fair, the trial was a bunch of nonsense based on a you know, crap charge, but these government agents take their nonsense seriously, and they will come and take you away from your family and take your life if they have to.
We started the show off talking about that with Bernard von Nothaus, the same situation. I mean, you know, he didn't take the law seriously in this case either. I mean, he really did believe that he was in the right. He is in the right, but that doesn't necessarily matter to the state.
Nope, they'll do whatever they want to
exactly
do.
Exactly right.
And so I understand their frustration, and I understand their anger. I've been there. That's why I said I could have been this guy. He's 26 years old, about the same age before I kind of lost my anger when I was 27. That was around.
You remember the exact day, right?
Not the exact day.
Oh. Well, I still struggle with this stuff, but in being up in here in New Hampshire where things are happening for liberty, you have a sense of hope. And, you know, with Downsize DC, you see things happening. You see your organization having some kind of effect.
Well, the claim was this guy was having an effect. They had what they called the Liberty Bell system, which sounded very similar to our Porcupine 411, where you could leave a message and people would show up to assist. The claim was that this guy had a whole lot of people behind him that were on his side. If you've got a whole lot of people, then you should be able to have hope. You shouldn't be gathering together and plotting mass violence. And that's the direction of your thinking.
If you don't see anything happening, even if you've got this, you know, the Port 411's great, but it isn't liberty. It's just a phone system. And so, you know, fabulous. But
my point is he had a movement. If it's not just him and his five buddies, if it's him and, you know, dozens of other people, then that's all the more reason to have a peaceful movement. Right. It's the track that's wrong. It's the mindset that's wrong. It's the, you know, destructive, negative mentality. So let me continue here.
You know, if you're going to go with the course of nonviolence, part of that has to be patience. There has
absolutely
to be absolute commitment to patience.
This takes a long time. This is the Free State Project is a lifetime project. I mean, I would love to see things move twice as fast as they're moving. But I'd rather be here with these awesome people than down in Florida with a handful of folks that sit around and bitch about, you know, what's wrong. So, but I'd rather be with people that bitch than people that plan violence. And that's what we're talking about here, how not to do activism. So they're talking about this two-for-one plan where whatever the state agents were to do to Cox and his family, whether it be arrest him or kill him or whatever, that his militia members would retaliate with twice the force. So if they took his house from him, they'd burn down two houses. If they killed him, they'd kill two agents.
Which, by the way, is you know, not only is that an aggression against people who didn't necessarily do anything. If the police come and kill your dog, going out and killing the meter maid's dog isn't a commensurate that isn't justice.
Even if you kill the police officer's dog, an eye for an eye only makes the whole world blind, Mark. Which is why I highly I think that violence is not the solution.
I agree, that's not a solution.
So Cox spent a considerable amount of time logically in his mind. This back to this is the indictment, the criminal complaint against him, in justifying his action, stating that at this point, again, they claim they have audio of all this, at this point, without any further provocation, he would be well within his rights to drill Superior Court Judge McConaughey in his forehead. Technological means available to them, they blah, 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 blah. So they were recording this conversation probably with an informant. He said that he signed that order saying, I can't talk the Constitution. The law requires me to resist him by all means necessary. At this meeting, Cox referred to his situation as war. Arrest me and we arrest two of them. Kill one of us. We kill two of them. We have to make it a bad bargain. Later, Cox advised that if the government, takes one of our homes, we'll burn two of theirs. When asked which two targets would be picked out for retaliation by the militia, Cox says to take those who authorized it or who failed to prevent it. At another point, the trooper who did it, the trooper who authorized it, later and the judge who authorized it. Later, Cox talks about how even the state's law authorized any force necessary to stop a person from committing a felony. So he's telling himself, essentially, that he's authorized by law in order to, like, he believes that the law tells him that he can do these things.
Well, you can believe the law tells, you know, the law is stuff written down by politicians for cops to obey, and that's what's going to happen. The law really has nothing to do with protecting you. I know a lot of people believe that, but it's really not about you and that kind of thing. I think that this whole using the law, conforming the law in order to, that citizens might can get more freedom, that just doesn't make much sense to me.
Cox informs them that there are plenty of cases where people shot cops with authority and admonishes his command staff that, quote, I know you're ready to die, but you also have to be ready to kill, unquote. Later on in the meeting, he acknowledges his militia was not yet strong enough to execute Plan 2-for-1 more than once in sustained viability, and that because of that, at this point, they needed to avoid using it if they can, and to train to make it a sustainable ability later. He then directed his command staff to get a Twitter account, and as that would be how he would initiate the plan when it is time. The story continues on here where they were running surveillance on some of the properties of these federal agents. Later on in the day, he met with a militia member to provide more information on the plan. He asked the member, this is again, when they don't name the person that's likely the federal agent, to come to his house. At approximately 6 p.m., he arrived at the residence. It was recorded. The meeting, Cox shows the militia member on a map where certain government agents live. He also describes where a state judge and another trooper live in his neighborhood, references that he can get a list of all targets with surveillance information. So, again, you know, just goes on and on with all kinds of allegations about what this guy had to say, ostensibly all recorded on audio somehow by this this particular federal agent. And it's so cold. There's one point in here, and I don't have any way of highlighting this. It's like a scanned document, basically. There's one point in here where he talks about if women and children get in the way, that, you know, he wouldn't advocate killing women and children, but if they get in the way, that you should just go ahead and do it.
And that's the Oklahoma City thing. Timothy McVeigh, I'm sure he felt he had his reasons, right? He goes and blows up the Oklahoma City building, kills some kids that are there, the government employees' kids that are there being babysat, and I'm sure that there are people out there that will justify it. Ah, they're collateral damage in a war against the state, or whatever it is that these folks are saying, but it's ugly, man.
Now, it wasn't just him. He's there with about four or five other associates, and they are also saying similarly instigative things, very violent statements. And so they're all feeding off of one another. So you take one person who's violent, you've got a problem. You take a bunch of them and you put them together, and then they just feed off
of
one
another. I don't think they'd carry out their plans even if they didn't have each other to encourage.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed. For now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up what you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. And you can, of course, help support the show by shopping with Free Talk Live through our links. That'll take you to Amazon over at shop.freetalklive.com. You just go there, click on the Amazon you would like to at which you'd like to shop, U.S., U.K., Canada, Germany. We've got all those that you click through. And then at that point, whatever you buy, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the sale. So start your shopping through our links over at shop.freetalklive.com. We're sharing with you how not to behave if you are in the liberty movement, because it's incredibly counterproductive, as Mark pointed out, and really just bad PR, and I think just a bad idea from a moral perspective anyways, and that is to advocate violence as a solution to violence. We've seen that violence begets violence, that violence, even when it does succeed in throwing out some despot, usually ends up in having another despot replace that despot, or a group of despots. So to achieve liberty in our lifetime, I think peace is going to be the only means that will be workable. And so we're sharing with you some of the indictment, the criminal complaint against Schaefer Cox and some of his associates in Alaska, the Fairbanks, Alaska area, as Cox was being prosecuted for a bunch of nonsense charges by the state government for carrying a gun without telling the police who were nearby that he was carrying a gun, which is apparently illegal. He didn't show up for trial, and then as a result, the bench warrant was issued. He and his militia buddies were planning on some sort of violent retaliation in the event that the cops were to come and arrest Cox, which is an inevitability. I mean, if you don't show up at court, eventually they're going to find you.
So that means he's choosing this fight. I mean, literally, that's what it means.
Well, I mean, no one chooses to have the state aggress against them.
No, but it's already the die's already cast, and he doesn't show up for the bench warrant. I mean, he's saying that they're the aggressor at that point. I mean, he's looking He's looking for them to come get him.
He knows something's going to happen, and he's planning violence with his friends.
I'm not going to try to absolve the state of its responsibility to the individuals working for it, but if you go into a lion cage wearing a T-bone steak G-string, like, and you get attacked, well, okay. You got attacked. I feel terrible for you.
So, again, we have this issue where one person on their own advocating violence, usually that person may be an agent provocateur, maybe attempting to get other people to do the violent acts that he's suggesting. But when you've got multiple people together, they feed off of one another. Mm-hmm. And at this point, again, we can't read this whole thing. It's 17 pages long. But at one point, they meet on February 19th, where the other individuals who are arrested, Lonnie Vernon, Karen Vernon, and Coleman Barney are with Schaefer Cox, where Lonnie Vernon begins going on a rant against Cox for not taking care of business and for getting Vernon in the middle of his S storm, tells Cox he's no longer welcome to continue staying at his house. He essentially was hiding out, attempting to avoid the police and attempting to avoid arrest, advising that when the cops come to his house looking for him, that the cops are going to die and probably you and me too. Vernon then castigates Cox for not having a prearranged plan for hiding out, like having already identified a cabin off the grid someplace stocked with forbidden where he could remain for some time. After the rant, the Vernons leave the meeting, and the meeting soon thereafter disintegrates. A militia member goes with Cox to the home of the Vernons to retrieve his gear and returns with them and their gear to Coleman Barney's residence. While in transit, both Cox and his wife wear bulletproof vests and possess two assault rifles and thousands of rounds of ammunition. When Cox and family arrive back at the Barney residence, he tries to regroup with Coleman Barney and another command member about the events of the early meeting.
You know, I see nothing wrong with these people wearing, protective gear. I see nothing wrong with them having weapons to protect themselves. I see nothing wrong with them having ammunition for those weapons. None of those things are bad. But you can imagine what it looks like to the average CNN viewer.
Cox reiterates that the militia, well, you know what their intentions were with those, was if they were to be pulled over, it would be a gunfight.
Yeah.
And how will that look to people that are watching?
It'll look real bad.
Cox reiterates the militia would be morally justified in rolling the judges' heads. Those are quotes.
Right. There you go.
Right now, he says, but he's not motivated by killing them just for the sake of killing them. The militia member asks what would initiate plan 2-for-1, and Cox says that it goes into play when the scale is no longer tipping in our favor. He says 2-for-1 is not sustainable at this point. We're close, but not there yet, he says, and the militia needed more.
How is he close? You know, I mean, and the word command structure keeps appearing in here, too. It sounds like he's got a lot of insubordination in his very tiny ranks.
Right. Like, he's a little tin pot dictator, he fancies himself to be
who doesn't have a tin pot or a window to throw it out of?
Right, indeed. None of these things. And you think you're going to carry on a sustained military operation against the United States military? Because if it doesn't work against this, if you somehow you manage to best the Alaskan State Police, believe me, I know who's coming next, and they're not going to have any problem with your little group of people.
Cox then reiterates, however, that if they take our kids 2-for-1 instantly, now remember, if you're just tuning in, their 2-for-1 plan was to double up the violence against the state agents. So if they take their kids, then they go and they take two of the kids from the state agents, or twice as many kids as they take from the militia folks. A militia member then says that he's not into killing women and children. Cox responds that he would, quote, would not target a woman or child, but if their kids get killed in the process, so be it. Cox also states that I don't desire that people suffer for suffering's sake, but if it gets the point across, I'm not against sending someone's head in a box.
Okay, so now if you're sitting there in that meeting and you hear those things said, that should have been, by that point, if you haven't picked up the other cues, that should be the final cue that you need to get up and leave that meeting. You need to object and say this isn't what I want to be a part of. And we actually need to be vigilant of the fact that there are agent provocateurs showing up at liberty-oriented meetings, at the Free State Project, at Nullify Now, whatever. These people are there. And I had an experience with this about 6 months ago going to a Nullify Now event. We had a guy. We don't know whether he was an agent provocateur or not, but he was saying some things that made us very nervous. And
it doesn't matter.
I ended the conversation. I just said, you know what? I didn't want any kind of tape rolling of me trying to empathize with this guy, sympathize with them. You know, at first I tried to say, hey, look, I think you're going the wrong direction here. But when it was clear he was trying to lead me in a direction, I there's no way he's going to get tape that he's going to be able to take back on me. It's just not going to happen.
Well, right. Well, it doesn't matter. You're not planning violence. You're not interested in that.
Nope.
And so it doesn't matter whether they are an agent or they're just somebody who's crazy.
Right.
It just
I don't know why he, after hearing my speech, why he thought I would be interested in what he had to say. That was kind of the bewildering thing.
Well, I think they, again, whether he was or not, maybe he was, or maybe he was just somebody who's so angry he wants to have people get on board with him. I don't know, and I don't care. If someone shows up in my movement here in, it's not my movement, but the movement of liberty activists.
No, it is.
Here,
it is your movement. I mean, everybody should take ownership. No, everybody should take ownership
from
the standpoint that you know, we kind of guard the border, so to speak. If people are going to come in and behave this way, you're not welcome here. And I'm going to take it upon myself to help you feel unwelcome here.
I won't go that extreme right away. I will talk to the person.
That's what I did in this case, too.
Right. I'll sit down with this person. We had one instance of somebody like this in Keene show up and was very angry, was saying very mean things to the government people. And I understood the anger, and I talked to him about that. And I talked to him about how I understood, and I can empathize with that because I have been that way.
Oh,
I absolutely understand. And I explained that this is not the road I'm going down now, and I don't want to be around people who are, and that I would hope that he would change his mind about his tactics. And I believe that he has. I believe that because he's around a community of people that will not feed into that, that will not pander to that mentality, that we rubbed off on him. Our peaceful mentality rubbed off on him, and he's still around, and he's much more. I was talking with him today, as a matter of fact, and he was talking about the negativity, and I said, you can relate to that, can't you? And he was like, yeah, absolutely, because he's been there too.
Right.
And as Mark said, there's still times when I feel angry.
Oh, yeah.
But when I notice that happening about myself, I try to move away from that, from those feelings, and I certainly don't want to associate
with
people.
Well, at least try to turn them into something constructive. I mean, Mark's point is very right. I mean, this is a destructive action. There's nothing that will be gained or advanced by this. Nothing. It's not creative in any way.
So creative is Nullify Now, and that's something that is going to be in a creative process happening tomorrow with all kinds of people. You, Tom Woods, and some other folks are going to be speaking there. We'll be talking about a variety of different topics, but focusing on the idea of state governments and individuals nullifying the federal government and their tyranny. By peaceful means. So people can go to nullifynow.com. It's not just happening in Manchester, New Hampshire. It's happening across the country. There are different dates. Get the details on the event there.
And Mark will be there, too.
And indeed, I'm going to emcee the event. I'd like to say, not just peaceful means, but means that are legal and have been the rights of citizens for more than 200 years.
And these aren't means that the powers that be are happy with. I mean, they're not happy with nullification.
Not.
They're calling us names. They're trying to attack us. They're always trying. They are trying to oppress us. But you know, we'll keep coming back and we'll keep asserting. And every time we come back, we're going to be bigger. And that's what we're seeing in every one of these things. You guys are growing here at Free Talk. Nullify Now, this 10th Amendment Center is growing. DownsizeDC.org is growing. There's things happening right now. Take it from somebody who's been at this now for 15 years. Things are so much different, so much better. We've made so much progress that wasn't available. We could have even dreamed of 15 years ago.
And I know that you're going to have fun meeting a lot of the New Hampshire Liberty personalities that are up here. I know a bunch of them will be in attendance there tomorrow. So thanks for coming on the show.
Hey,
tonight.
It was a blast. I was glad to do this here in studio.
You've been up for since 3 a.m. or something, so you're pretty tired.
Yeah.
You're going to head out. But we'll continue here with hour number three in moments. That's Jim Babka from DownsizeDC.org. See him tomorrow in Manchester at Nullify Now. You can go to nullifynow.com to get more about that. And you can see him later on because he'll be in other places across the country down the line. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.